A new year is coming, and with that, a spirit of hope. I love to have a plan when I start the year, although we can make these kinds of beginnings whenever they're needed. Since 2008, in my ministry, we've offered a podcast series or some kind of Bible study series that lasts the whole month of January, and sometimes even beyond. I'd like to tell you about a new series based on the Sermon on the Mount. That's the section of the New Testament widely agreed to contain the very heart of Jesus' kingdom message. It's in these chapters, Matthew 5 to 7, that we find, for example, the Lord's Prayer or the Beatitudes or the teaching of the narrow road. Just as through the law in Old Testament times, God was building an alternative community through the people of Israel, so Jesus today is creating an alternative community in the world, and it's based on obedience to his teachings. About 70 years ago, A.M. Hunter, a theologian, put it this way, and I'm adapted his words just slightly for our time. After 2,000 years, the Sermon on the Mount still haunts men. They may praise it, as Mahatma Gandhi did, or like Nietzsche, they may curse it. They cannot ignore it. Its words are winged words, quick and powerful to rebuke, to challenge, to inspire. And though some turn from it in despair, it continues like some mighty magnetic mountain to attract to itself the greatest spirits of our age, many of them not Christians, so that if some worldwide vote were taken, there's little doubt that men would account the Sermon on the Mount the most searching and powerful utterance we possess on what concerns the moral life. I think Hunter is right, and many people in the kingdom of God and those on the outside looking in have commented on how powerful these teachings are. Well, if we really want to internalize Jesus' principal teachings, hey, if you're looking for somewhere to focus as the new year begins, focus here. The plan is simple. We'll have daily podcasts for 40 days. Take our time as we study the 111 verses of the Sermon on the Mount. Each podcast will be 5 to 15 minutes on average. And the focus, of course, will be on our inner life, that is, character, holiness, obedience, and building on the Word. Please join us in this new series.